From the studios at Boise State Public Radio, you're listening to Idaho Matters, and I'm Gemma Gaudette. On a cold morning, a fish biologist puts on a helmet, steps into a helicopter, and starts flying along the Middle Fork of the Salmon River. She looks out the window, and then she starts counting the spots where Chinook salmon are spawning. That biologist is Carly Baum, and she works for Idaho Fish and Game. She wrote the story of how she counts fish nets from the air in a recent article that helps people better understand how the folks at the department do their job every single day. Lucky enough to have Carly joining us now. And we thank you for coming on the program, Carly.
Hi, Gemma. Yeah, I'm really excited to be here. It's exciting when Idaho Fish and Game gets to have moments like this and communicate our science. So really stoked to be on the show.
Well, I'm so glad. Can we start with what you're counting? I mean, tell us about the Chinook salmon and their nest. Because you write about something called a red.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so I'll just start off with a little bit about what Chinook salmon are. So Chinook are, they're also known as king salmon. They're the largest species of salmon, and they are native to Idaho. Usually when they're in the ocean, they're kind of a silver color, but as they make their journey back up to freshwater, they change to an olive or dark green color. And then a defining characteristic of them compared to other salmon is they have a black mouth, which is interesting for them. In Idaho, they usually reach about 18 to 40 inches and can be up to 45 pounds. So they're a pretty big fish. And as we're classifying them, we kind of separate them into three different groups. We have spring, summer, and fall Chinook, and that's based on their migration timing from the ocean. So in the Middle Fork of the Salmon River, we have spring, summer Chinook up there, and Snake River, spring, summer Chinook were listed as threatened under the Endangered Species Act in 1992. So we monitor them pretty closely. But to answer your question about a red is essentially a gravel nest where fish lay their eggs, and other trout and salmon species dig reds as well, but the sizes and shapes of those reds vary by species. But lucky for us, since Chinook are so big, their reds are usually pretty big. They're about 6 feet long and anywhere from 1 to 4 feet deep. So that makes them pretty easy for us to identify and spot. And Chinook will lay about,
They'll lay about,
They'll lay about 4,500 eggs to up to 10,000 eggs in these reds.
Wow.
And they turn up a lot of gravel as they're digging. So that creates a bright patch of rocks that looks different from the surrounding rocks. So I guess just a message to listeners in general, if you're out recreating and you see a disturbed bright patch of gravel in a stream, try to avoid stepping in that because it could potentially be a red where eggs are developing.
That's really good to know. So can you give us a quick biology lesson on how the fish get to the Middle Fork of the Salmon River in order to spawn?
Mm-hmm, of course. So Chinook salmon are what's called an anadromous fish, which anadromous means they were born in freshwater and then they migrate to the ocean. They live and grow in the ocean and then they swim back to that same stream they were born in to spawn before they die. So in the Middle Fork of the Salmon River, these wild Chinook are born in these tributaries of the Middle Fork in the summer and fall, and then they hatch that next spring. They usually stay in freshwater for about a year and then they out-migrate to the ocean from central Idaho to the Pacific, which is about 900 miles. It's pretty amazing. And then they spend 1 to 3 years in the ocean, and then they return back to those freshwater streams to spawn and die.
So as we mentioned, you're a fish biologist. You normally count the fish on the ground. Mm-hmm. So how did you get started by counting them from a helicopter, from the air?
Me specifically, I kind of just fell into this position, or this biologist position before me has been involved with aerial counts along with two other biologists in our wild salmon and steelhead program at Idaho Fish and Game. So that's how I specifically got into it. But there are several ways to count salmon. Most of them are on the ground, and that depends on the goals of the research and monitoring efforts. So we have things like weirs, which kind of funnel fish swimming upstream that are migrating adults. We can sample them there. We also do snorkel surveys to look at juvenile abundance. We have screw traps, which is a way to catch downstream out-migrating juveniles. We also have quite a large sampling facility at Lower Granite Dam, which collects a lot of information on both adult and juvenile fish. That's another large part of what I do in my position. And then there's spawning ground surveys, which is another big part. So spawning ground surveys can be from the ground or aerial. And we do both of them every year in the Middle Fork Salmon River tributaries. But historically speaking, aerial surveys via fixed wing were actually the most common in the Middle Fork Salmon tributaries. They started counting reds in the Middle Fork over 70 years ago. And then from there, they switched more towards ground counts and helicopter surveys more for safety reasons.
So what do you do with the data once you get it?
So this data is extremely important. And a key part of management is assessing reproduction and population abundance over time. And that's exactly what we're doing here with these red counts. So the red counts can be used because usually one female will dig one red. And so we can use that to count those reds and calculate female abundance. And then that informs our sex ratios, which then we can count total abundance over time. And this information goes into our annual wild Chinook salmon reports that informs status assessments under the Endangered Species Act. So where they evaluate how the species is doing, you know, if it's doing better, worse, or the same. And as biologists, I think our role is to work really hard and collect and provide the best informed data we can to the policymakers for so they can make the right decisions for the ESA listed species. And that's a big deal. That carries a lot of weight for me, and I take that responsibility seriously.
I have about a minute left with you, Carly. And, you know, you mentioned that the work is extremely important. What would you say you believe is the most important part in really helping the fish when you do what you do?
So I would say this work is super important for helping these fish because they're or this data set that we collect, that we have been collecting for over 70 years, is critically important to managing a threatened species. I mean, Chinook are extremely valuable fish, and they play very important roles ecologically, culturally, economically. So we work really hard to manage this species. And long-term complete data sets, such as the Middle Fork Salmon River red counts, are extremely rare and invaluable because Idaho Fish and Game biologists can look at these long-term trends and answer a lot of different critical questions from one data set, which is really cool. This kind of work also helps increase our understanding of the Chinook life history and population trends so we can better manage them and conserve them to make sure they are around for generations to come, because that's what it's all about, right?
Yeah. I thank you, Carly, so much for coming in and giving us a little more education on this. Really appreciated the conversation.
Yeah, absolutely. Thanks for having me, Gemma.
Absolutely. We've been speaking with Carly Baum, a fisheries biologist with Idaho Fish and Game, about her work counting Chinook salmon from the air.